From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, interviewed last week by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office in connection with its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, according to a Justice Department spokesman. The New York Times reports that Sessions was interviewed for several hours as part of Mueller's broader Russia probe and whether President Donald Trump has obstructed justice since taking office last January. Mueller's office is widely believed to be looking at the obstruction question, although it has not publicly acknowledged it. Authorities in the Philippines raising the alert level for its most active volcano after it sent a huge cloud of volcanic ash and rock several kilometers in the air Monday. Huge explosion from Mount Mayon was the most powerful since the 2,462-meter-tall volcano first began belching red-hot lava, ash, and superheated gas and volcanic debris nearly 2 weeks ago. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence reiterated Tuesday the Trump administration's view that the international deal on Iran's nuclear program should be changed and said moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem is a tangible sign of U.S. commitment. Also, while in Jerusalem, during his four-day Middle East trip, Mr. Pence stood with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The prime minister commented about their discussions.
We discussed both common challenges and common opportunities in a very turbulent Middle East. And the foremost challenge comes from Iran. The tyrants of Tehran have spent billions of dollars spreading murder and mayhem throughout the Middle East to advance their poisonous ideology.
Pence's activities Tuesday wrapped up his four-day Middle East trip. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State